Well, a politics marketplace has been held at St Ninian's High School, giving students a chance to chat to election candidates. Stalls were set up with the constituencies of Douglas Central, East North, as well as Garth and Onchan, all represented at a lunchtime gathering with students mingling with candidates. Ewan Gawne went down to the school to find out more.
Many young voters complain they feel neglected come election time. The often uttered phrase, "Can I speak to your parents?" confronts them when candidates call at the doorstep. Yet their votes count. And speaking to Sarah Crisford, Head of Social Sciences at St Ninian's, I found out how this marketplace could help engage students in local politics.
First of all, it enables the students to meet the candidates and to find out a bit more about, you know, who's standing in their area and what those people are standing for, but also just to generally try and instill in the students the importance of Manx politics, because there's sometimes a danger that they, when they think of politics, they think of UK politics and they maybe bypass the Manx system and take a greater interest in what's going on in the UK, partly because that's what's in the news, etc. So I want to get them to focus on the local issues and see that, you know, they've got a chance to make changes on the island in the way that they vote on Thursday.
And will this kind of thing go a long way to helping them feel more engaged? Because, I mean, there has been talk of students not really being engaged properly and sometimes being overlooked by politicians.
I think that's true, and I think maybe one of the reasons that they're not always engaged is because they maybe don't understand the system, or, you know, they haven't, you know, they're not aware of the issue. So that's another area for us, really, is to try to educate them about, you know, the system on the Isle of Man, and again, as I said, who those candidates are and what the issues are that are currently being, you know, discussed and that are important to the island at the moment. So that, you know, that's our intention, and hopefully it will succeed.
And are you hoping to do something like this every year?
Yes, possibly. I mean, this is new for us. We've not done it before. And one of the reasons we chose this sort of market style place activity was because the election comes so soon in our school term that it wouldn't really have been possible for us to organise a sort of more formal hustings event. And also, I think sometimes students can sometimes feel that they don't know anything about politics and it might be a bit intimidating for them, particularly the younger students. So the hope is that this more informal setting is less threatening and they can pop in and pop out and, you know, hopefully get something from it.
Moving through the packed hall, where students were clustered around makeshift constituency stalls, I asked, will they be voting? And would this event help them make a decision?
Definitely.
Yeah, we are.
And do you think this event is going to be, like, really useful?
Yeah, we've got lots of questions that we can ask people who are actually here, which is good.
So, yeah, it's nice to actually see all the candidates as well, because we don't always see them in person, just through, like, pamphlets and stuff, so it's nice to ask them questions directly.
So are you going to vote in this year's general election?
Yeah, I definitely am, but I'm 17 years old, so I definitely want to use my vote because this is the future, so I feel like I'm able to vote and make change.
I think this is very helpful. This opportunity doesn't happen very often. It's a very good time for us to be able to speak to all the candidates, find out what they stand for, what changes they want to make.
I think that a lot of Manx politicians and Manx politics in general is seen as a lot of old men sitting around a room, but I think this election, a lot of them are trying to change it. There's a lot more social media now, engaging with the young people, and it's what they want to see, really, I think, yeah.
Head teacher Andy Fox said that while the election process and political issues have been raised in the classroom, today's face-to-face meeting added an extra dimension.
I think they're really important. We've been talking to our students for quite some time now about the importance of democracy and having a say and using your vote. Secondly, so registering, etc. Then, of course, we have the issue, you know, our catchment area falls across constituencies with about 29 candidates. So how could we fairly try to give everyone a chance to speak with students? So we felt this marketplace idea was the way to move forward. And thus far, it seems to be going very well. So very pleased.